singer John Namath opens his mouth, 60s soul comes out.
Try to do right, sure ain't easy to do. When nothing good is expected of you. Educate yourself to do better things. You got a right to change your scene.
Blues and R&B are also part of John Namath's repertoire. Since his first album, 3 years ago, he's been collecting fans and attracting the attention of the music industry. He received a 2008 Blues Music Award nomination for Best New Artist Debut. One critic wrote, Namath can croon, wail, growl a bit, and soar. He pulls together some of the best aspects of classic soul and blues. John Namath has a new CD out. It's called Name the Day. He's on tour with it. He joins us from member station KCUR in Kansas City. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be here, Scott. Thank you for having me.
And to get this out of the way first, so what's a blue-eyed kid from Boise doing singing like Sam Cooke?
Well, when I was in high school, I started falling in love with the whole blues genre at that time. And I was driving my friends around, and I was listening to blues and soul in my old 1964 Comet. And some of my friends said, hey, John, you kind of sound like the guys on the recording. And the rest is sort of history. I've just been performing the music ever since I was in high school.
Junior Wells was a big influence on you.
Absolutely, yeah. He was one of my all-time favorites. He was sort of funky like James Brown, but had the whole low-down blues feeling like Muddy Waters at the same time, and played harmonica like Sonny Boy Williamson, but a little funkier.
Let's listen to a little bit more of your music. Here's Heartbreak with a Hammer. And you, speaking of the harmonica, are on this one. In recent years, you moved from Boise to the West Coast, to the Bay Area, and acknowledged that some of your blues got inflected with the distinctive style, particularly of East Bay and Oakland. But this CD sounds real east of the Mississippi, doesn't it? Like Memphis, Muscle Shoals, maybe a little bit of Motown?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sort of a sponge. I soak up anything and everything that I can put my ears to, and I'm greatly influenced also by cats like Otis Redding and Solomon Burke and Buddy Guy and Little Walter and Ray Charles. And all these influences sort of sink into my mind and come out in the songwriting when I'm putting an album together.
I wonder, I asked you the inevitable question about what's a blue-eyed guy from Boise doing singing like Sam Cooke, but I wonder if any actual blues musician, like, let's say, Buddy Guy, has ever said that to you, or is it just interviewers?
It's just interviewers. Actually, yeah, it is. Most musicians are more concerned about the music and what you do with it than where you're from.
You've got some tight horn arrangements on this CD. You responsible for that?
Actually, the horn arrangements were done by Mike Renta. In the past, I would probably have a little more influence on the horns, but this man is well-versed in the style of music of all different genres of classic R&B and soul. So I handed him a demo tape of some of the songs that we were working on, and I said, go to town. And about a week before we were supposed to do the recording, he invited me over to his apartment to check out what he had done, and I made very little changes in anything that he had put together.
Let's listen to a clip from the song You Know.
You done. Turn your back
So how do you hit those high notes?
I'm not exactly sure. I just do it. I guess the singing aspect of what I do is something that I work on the least, actually. I sort of know the parameters of all the high notes that I can sing, and when I go for them, I guess I just do them, and I really don't think about it. I'm just one of those lucky guys, I guess.
Let me ask you about some of the retro aspects of this CD, including the fact that your label Blind Pig has released a 45 with a couple of cuts. How's anybody going to hear that these days?
As I go around the country with those 45s, I ask people to raise their hand if they still have a record player. And surprisingly enough, a lot of people do. A lot of those kids that were into scratching records, like hip-hop and rap, and a lot of the stores were selling record players that you could do that with. And so I think that turned a lot of people on into vinyl and vintage music, sort of recreated a vinyl market in the United States.
Let me ask you about the ballad that's on the other side of that 45. It's called Why Not Me.
I was there to hold you. I was there to console you. Every time.
It's a song that is sort of a real southern soul ballad. So much that it almost has a country styling format in the way the song is written, and definitely has a lot of Otis Redding and Solomon Burke sort of inflections a la John Namath in it, too.
Now, it sounds to my unexpert ear that you took a song from 40, 50 years ago and didn't change a thing.
Thank you.
That's the idea?
You know, it's not really the idea so much as it's just kind of music that I love so much and I listen to all the time. And when I have ideas for writing songs, they sort of come naturally within the style. I guess that's how all the songs kind of sound like they came out of that era, because I just think like a songwriter from that era.
Well, Mr. Namath, pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
We're going to go out with the title tune. We'll tell everybody that your latest CD on Blind Pig Records is called Name the Day. And you can hear songs from Name the Day at nprmusic.org.
You gave me something I can't forget. A strong conversation and a look that won't quit.
And this is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton and produced by Peter Breslow, Justine Kennan, Kimberly Adams, Thomas Pierce, Walter Ray Watson, Veronica Miller, and Gemma Waters. Our technical director and guitar master is Burke Hunn. Our librarians are Kim Oleski, Joel Estrelli, and Mary Glendenning. Melissa Go is our web producer. Our show was produced today by Sarah Beyer-Kelly and edited by Tony Marcano and Jeffrey Bennett. Our interns this summer, Ryan Dunn and Connor Donovan, unless I have that reversed. Our senior editor is Jenny Bergel, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Scott Simon.
Name the day, and I'll be there for you.